This week's Parsha, we meet one of the most impactful people who ever lived, and the argument could be made that perhaps the most impactful person. His name is Abraham, or Avraham, or as we prefer to call him, Avraham Avinu. Avraham was a spiritual genius. He's a man who's able to look at the world and somehow come to a conclusion that was quite different from everyone else, certainly everyone else at his time. All of us, to a great extent, are a combination of nature and nurture. And the question becomes, so where exactly did Avraham come from? And on the one hand, and this can certainly be supported from some rabbinic passages, is that Avraham was perhaps a spiritual autodidact. He was a person who taught himself. He had no one who taught him, no one who inspired him, no one who guided him. Avraham, on his own, found himself and found spirituality, or put a little differently, Avraham found God. On the other hand, when we question, but how did that happen? How even the genius who makes a discovery, there must be something that inspired that discovery. Newton had his apple. And apparently the story of Newton and his apple is true, though it may not have hit him on the head. Newton writes that he was sitting outside under an apple tree, wondering about how it is that it always falls in a direct way, thinking about gravity. What was Avraham's apple? What was Avraham's apple tree? What was it that caused Avraham to look at the world differently than everyone else who had looked at the world until that point? And I believe that the answer to the question is really quite simple. Avraham comes from his father, from Terach. Now, Terach is a very interesting character. On the one hand, we look at Terach and we speak of him as being an idolater. And in Judaism, idolaters are not those who are necessarily the ones who are most valued or honored. To a very great extent, we can say that the entire Tanakh, the entire Bible, is a document against idolatry, leading us to God away from idolatry. So how did this idolater Terach father a man like Avraham? And all of us, I hope, are familiar with the stories when Avraham was young, and he worked for his father, and he worked in his idol store, because that makes it far more dramatic that his Terach actually made and sold idols. And Avraham could not understand how people can worship something which he knew his father made the day or the week before. And it tells us that the man came into his father's store, and Avraham was minding the store. And he asks for a god, to buy a god, to own a god, which itself is really quite interesting. And Avraham says, how old are you? And the man answers, whatever he says, 50 years old. And he says, how could this idol, and I'm embellishing a little bit, how can this idol, which my father made yesterday, solve all your problems? How can this be responsible for all the failings that you've had in life? How is this going to help you with your wealth, and how is this going to help you with your love life, and how is this going to help you with your children? How is this going to solve your problem? This is just something which my father made. Now, the Midrash, the rabbis, when they teach this, really convey something which is profound, because what they're saying is that Avraham questions, it's really, in a sense, it's a time question. This thing was made by man. How can something made by man be a god? God must be something else. So if we'll think about it, there's actually two things that the Torah tells us about Terach, and I think that both of them are really quite important and, again, impactful in terms of creating Avraham. Terach had three sons, Nahor, Haran, and Avraham. Nahor, Avraham's brother, and we're not sure, older brother, younger brother, Avraham is mentioned first. Nahor has something very interesting about him, which I went back and I checked, and as far as I can tell, he is the first one who contains within him, within his name, a phenomenon which to us won't be all that surprising or all that unusual. Terach named his son Nahor after his father, whose name was also Nahor. And in this world, there are a lot of people that do it. They name their child after their father. Some only if the father no longer is alive, and others, even if the father is alive, will name their child after their father as a sense of gratitude, as a sense of appreciation. The first one to do this in the Torah is Terach, which means Terach had an appreciation for the past, and Terach had an appreciation where things came from, and Terach had an appreciation where he came from. It could be that this is Avraham's apple. Avraham looks back. Where did things come from? And every day he looked at his brother, and he was raised with an appreciation for the past. He was raised with an appreciation that you look at the origin of things. And when Avraham takes the same attitude as Terach, but takes it from the micro to the macro, he begins to question the entire world. Where did it come from? How can it be that a world just happened by itself? And Avraham comes to the conclusion that there must be a God. If his father can make an idol, and now his idol is there, it's something which is tangible, something had to have made this world. And Avraham comes to the conclusion that there is a God which is outside of this world who created the world. His father, the idolater making idols, and his father, the man who names his brother, Nachor, is the one who apparently inspires Avraham. And there's one more point. God tells Avraham one day to pick up and to leave his father's house and to leave his birthplace and so on, and to pick up and go to the land that he's going to show him. It's interesting that Terach had already taken Avram out of his hometown, and Terach was on the way to the land of Canaan, of all places in the world, the land which will one day be known as Israel. Which means the journey that Avram takes already was taken upon himself by Terach. But Terach stops halfway, and that's where he spends the rest of his life. Which means we can see from this again the same metaphor and the same idea. Terach is the one who leads towards a place of holiness, the land of Israel, but he never quite gets there. Terach stops halfway. Avraham is the one who continues the journey that Terach began, not just in terms of geography, but also in terms of intellectualism, in terms of theology, in terms of the appreciation that there must be a God.